You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist from chartsandmarkets.com. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, hi, Jim. It must be Friday morning because here we are, you and I together, with our listening audience out there, and you always have the answer.
Well,
there is the ether.
Cyberspace.
Cyberspace. Oh, I like that. That's good.
Our first set of questions comes from David. Hi, Bob. I hear economists say things like the money supply is growing too slowly, and hence, if they just increase the money supply, the economy will pick up again and expand. Every time they do this, the economy expands, so they keep doing it again. So, is this just all about the money supply? Don't real productive people actually have to do things for the economy to grow?
Oh, yeah, this is good stuff, David, yeah. Money supply is growing too slowly. That is a very arbitrary comment. And also, when you have a boom going on, the velocity of money increases. So, and then even without a central bank, and there have been booms before the central bank, the system, the market, will create huge amounts of credit that then becomes an immense problem when the boom is over, and then you have the bust.
David continues, so how will a post-contraction occur if the Fed or others just keep on printing and expanding the credit supply? I don't see why this would ever stop. Why would it? What exactly would make the government and Fed stop expanding the credit supply? There won't be a demand from all areas of the economy to increase that credit supply.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is on central banking and their ability to manipulate things. The Federal Reserve opened the doors in January 1914. And their mission was to prevent recessions, because the powers that be then knew that a financial crisis was always followed by a recession. So the thesis was that the Federal Reserve is the lender of last resort. There would be no credit crisis. Therefore, there'd be no recessions. There have been 18 cyclical recessions since 1914. You only need one failure in many disciplines for a theory to be shot down. This thing has been shot down 18 times.
Mm-hmm. That's when the U.S. Federal Reserve was created, wasn't it? The creature from Jekyll Island?
Yeah, they couldn't. There was opinion in Wall Street against central bank. Because there is a central, the Bank of England.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they came up with the airy-fairy name about the Federal Reserve System. And it's just another central bank.
Our next set of questions comes from Chris. Bob, what do you make of this week's sell-off in the financial markets after the tariff news? Was it really due to the tariffs, or was that just the excuse markets were looking for?
You got it. Yeah, it's been a great financial bubble. And when they end, man, the stock market goes straight down. And distinctively, the economy heads south at the same time. Now, through most of the normal business cycles, the stock market will peak and then 8, 9, 10 months later, the economy will peak. So this is where the S&P 500 has been in the leading indicators. But not when you're in bubble territory, no. The stocks head down, and essentially the economy at the same time. And the Trump and his tariffs just happen to be an item that really exacerbated the withdrawal of bids and the entry of sell orders. So he didn't cause it. The tariffs didn't cause it. It was a built-in natural.
Chris goes on to ask, do you have any targets for what a bottom number in the S&P might be for this year, or is it too early to tell?
I think it's too early to tell. Main thing is the bear market. And one adjusts one's policies accordingly. Now, Ross, my colleague, he'll have some trades on this as the opportunities present. So, yeah.
And finally, from Chris, what would you look at to decide whether it's a correction or part of a longer bear market? If Trump sets these tariffs and then leaves everything alone, will the market recover? Or is this going to do longer-term permanent damage to the markets?
Yeah, no. Said bubble over, end of game. This is probably, we can call it a post-bubble Great Depression. Yeah.
Are we heading into a depression then?
Mm-hmm. Well, they always follow a bubble, don't they?
How bad, or can you tell?
They're bad. But the usual 3 to 4 year business cycle continues. It's just that the recessions are very, very weak, and the rebounds are not that robust. So, and 4 out of 5 of the great financial bubbles going back to 1720 have been followed by depressions in the order of 20 years. And yeah, it's best followed by a price index, prices, or interest rates, or both. You'll have a low in prices probably in the same year that you have a low in long-dated rates at the bottom of the depression, and that is ahead of us.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Some of the headlines that caught your attention. Soaring U.S. debt may start to overwhelm America's exorbitant privilege. This from Fortune magazine.
Yeah. Yeah, some writers just don't like the U.S. dollar being the senior currency, and part of this guy's angst has to do with that.
How important is it for the U.S. to get their debt under control?
Jim, we've been talking about a Great Depression.
Mm. From Reuters, hedge funds flee tech stocks before tariffs take hold, says Goldman Sachs.
Yep. Yeah, the hedge funds decide to get out, and then with Trump's list of tariffs, that was a good excuse to really belt the market and pull the bids.
From Politico, where's the gold? Germany's conservatives sound the alarm over reserves in the U.S.
Well, here's a chance for an announcement, Jim, and from a very special source, Jim. The gold in the basement at Fort Knox over all these years, you know the problem, you have radon gas in the basement of a building? Well, the radon gas has turned the gold to lead. I have that on a very good authority.
From Michael Bloomberg, America is headed for a grim fiscal reckoning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that indeed. There's going to be all kinds of recriminations and barn door slamming, horses escaping, all of the cliches are going to happen. Yeah.
From Bloomberg, NASDAQ's 100's worst quarter in years sealed by AI bubble fears. In other words, artificial intelligence running things, Bob?
Some have thought so, but I think the artificial intelligence thing is, well, I find it elusive, and but I used to actually use it when they took a PhD in economics and made them chairman of the Federal Reserve. They suddenly became geniuses, and so they were elevated to a level because they then headed up at the Fed. And of course, this is ridiculous because a PhD in interventionist economics hasn't got a clue of the real world anyways.
Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Yeah, Jim, I enjoyed our time together, and we look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. Find us on X at How Street. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.